people. Cox says he wants to see legislation that restores safeguards against the issuing of home mortgages to people who aren't ready to take them on. He says home ownership is an important benchmark of personal achievement, but he says the desire for more people to own houses isn't a good reason for allowing people to sign up for mortgages they can't afford.
There always needed to be the abiding concerns of can they really make it. And for individuals to sign on to a mortgage that has interest rate that's not fixed, and for them to have income that couldn't stand a half a percentage or a percentage jump is just not the wise thing to do.
Cox says he agrees with Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama that action's needed now to prevent the mortgage crisis from causing greater harm, but he says everyone needs to know more about it and the proposals to address it. Cox is a retired federal service worker, civil service worker, who's making his first bid for elected office. He'll face four-term Republican Tim Johnson in the November election in the 15th district. Illinois lawmakers approved a plan last week to restore state budget cuts, but as Sean Crawford explains, it has yet to arrive on the governor's desk.
The Senate followed the House's lead and approved taking money from special accounts. The funding is earmarked for areas the governor cut, such as social services, historic preservation, and even state parks. Some sites could close completely without the legislation, and there could be a reduction in state services. But the Senate has delayed advancing the emergency spending measures to the governor. Senate Democrats control that process and have 30 days to move the plan. Republican Senator Larry Bomke of Springfield says it's a stressful time.
Until the governor gets the bills, until he signs them, until he directs the money, there's going to be a bit of uneasiness among a number of individuals.
That includes those who could lose their jobs unless budget cuts are restored. The governor's office has also raised concerns with the measure, which could prevent Rod Blagojevich from signing it into law. The governor has an additional 2 months to act once the legislation finally reaches his desk. I'm Sean Crawford.
It's expected more voters than ever will participate in this year's presidential election, but Illinois might not break its record for voter registration. Amanda Vinicky explains.
More than 7.3 million people are registered to vote in Illinois, down from the record 7.5 million registered for the last presidential election. But in a way, this year should be the record. Kyle Thomas is with the State Board of Elections. He says Illinois has a new database. With it, several hundred thousand duplicate registrations have been purged. Thomas says under old systems, there's evidence people with duplicate registrations voted multiple times in multiple places. Not anymore.
So as a regular voter, this means that your vote has more weight now because there are fewer people with the ability to cause fraud.
Thomas says voter turnout will be up this fall. Early voting begins October 14th. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A group of investors from New York, Boston, and Canada has offered to pay $2.5 billion to privatize Chicago's Midway Airport. Mayor Richard Daley announced the bid today. The city expects to get more than $1 billion in net proceeds from the deal, with much of the money to be used for infrastructure improvements. Chicago applied 2 years ago to be part of a federal pilot program to privatize up to 5 airports. The deal requires city council approval. The mayor expects to submit it to the council for their meeting next week. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
WILL programs are made possible in part by Bevere Cafe 2, offering gourmet sandwiches, salads, and specialty coffees with seating inside or outside in the lower courtyard of the Institute for Genomic Biology next to Morrow Plots on the U of I campus.
It's 5:34. Mike Sola has our forecast.
Well, Tom, we're about to put September to rest, and we're going to do so with a cool night tonight. Temperatures already down to 60 degrees on Friends Plaza and shooting for a low of 44. The average low is 49 degrees. The average high temperature for today and tomorrow, 73. And obviously coming up shy of that. In fact, this afternoon we topped out at 64. And once the atmosphere started to warm, we saw the clouds develop. And there's still plenty of cloud cover across the area. Still only a few spots in northern Indiana picking up any rain. Goshen, the only reporting station with light rain, they're down to 53 with a west wind at 13 miles per hour. Won't be too long before we're trying to figure out the wind chill factors. But as far as the next couple days, generally quiet weather. There will be a slight chance over the weekend for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Generally, a weather disturbance that will be moving across the Midwest Saturday night and Sunday, bringing that slight chance of thunderstorms to the area. Our next best chance for rain comes with another weather system that will push into the area on Monday night and Tuesday of next week. But until then, quiet, cool, partly to mostly cloudy, a low 44 tonight, partly sunny, the high 62 tomorrow, partly cloudy for tomorrow night, the low temperature around 40, then Thursday mostly sunny, the high 64, mostly clear Thursday night, the low 43, and Friday a chance to get back into the low 70s under a partly to mostly sunny sky. Our high temperature right now forecast to be 71 degrees. It's 60 on Friends Plaza at 535. I'm Mike Sola.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. This Thursday, a much-anticipated event, Sarah Palin and Joe Biden will meet on a stage in St. Louis for the only vice presidential debate of this campaign. Governor Palin has done only a few media interviews since she was picked as John McCain's running mate, and her weak performance in an interview last week with Katie Couric of CBS has led some, including Republicans, to call on Palin to step down from the ticket. For his part, Senator Biden is known for gaffes and